Didn't realize that Wylene leaving meant that you aged 20 years.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
What are you doing?
Putting a little whisker in my whisker container.
All right, if you're not watching on YouTube on the Big Party Show channel, you should be, at least for right now. I'll also share it via social. Pull it back out. Let me see this thing.
Okay, so it's like a test tube.
Okay. Vial, yeah.
And I have cat whiskers in it.
What do you do with, what are you going to do?
Oh, look, my God. Look at all these cat whiskers.
Disgusting. That's disgusting.
You're good luck. I've got a bunch of them. And so what I do is I put them and I keep them in this little container and it's got a little cork stopper and ta-da, it's like a little.
And where do you keep
that? Display piece up in my little like shrine.
She has a shrine, people. She has a shrine.
my window shrine.
How?
It's got all sorts of stuff in it.
Are those whiskers from Murray?
Yeah.
How long of whiskers does he have? Those are like 3 inches long, 4 inches long.
They have to be as wide as their body. That's why? How cats tell if they can fit places.
Oh.
So like if you ever cut a cat's whiskers, it's like the cruelest thing you can do to them because they use it as a sensory to like figure out like if they can weasel into places or not.
Okay. All right. I guess that makes sense. Kind of. But yeah.
So yeah, I've got like an entire... But they're supposed to be good luck when you find them. But trust me, you and Peter. Peter's like, what are you doing keeping cat whiskers and moon water? He's like, you know, we're Catholic, right? He like always loves to point out the fact that like we're cat. I was like as if you can only have one or the other. I'm like, You know, moon water is God. It's God. I mean, it's water and the moon. Like, these are all celestial creations. He's like, yeah, but that's not how the church looks at it.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow. You ought to mess with them and just get something that you can sprinkle, you know, just a little bit that you can clean up, like a little dust, and put it in a like a salt shaker or something and just sprinkle it on him or something like that. Like you're almost and basically you can say it's ground up cat whiskers and see.
He's gonna be like, what? Don't put that on me.
Oh my God.
I just love that his answer to everything is always, I'm Catholic. Like as if like that's like a catch-all. Do you know what I mean? Like that's the thing that always cracks me up is like that's always that's the answer that we've all just been like,
yes.
Okay.
I love me too so much. Are you going to get them? We talked about it, jorts.
I was talking about it with my sister. She's like, you are? And I was like, I mean, I feel like, no, not with my sister, with my buddy, Andrea.
Okay.
She's like, yeah. You are really being like, kind.
The joy like, on his face, though, it's going to be. All right. So let me ask you this, because I was just looking for shorts and I noticed they have, you know, they have golf shorts, they have regular gym shorts and stuff like that. But they also have cargo shorts.
Yeah.
Which is long, and I think those would be considered jorts, right? I mean, I think there's a certain age that people wear cargo shorts, I think. It seems like it anyway.
Cargo shorts, but cargo shorts to me, jorts need to be made out of denim.
Okay, you're right. All right, because they're jean shorts.
Yeah, jean shorts, so jorts. So cargo shorts don't fall into that unless you're getting cargo denim shorts, in which case, Jesus Christ. I don't even want to know what those look like. Holy wow. Like that is just,
yeah.
Plus I don't you think like they'd be so heavy? Cause like denim, I have a pair of denim cargo jeans.
Okay.
And they're heavy. Like you're like, oh, they look, and you're like, yeah, you're carrying around a lot of extra denim because it's all the pockets.
Yeah,
and you realize like it really weighs down the pants.
Yes.
You're like, this is a schlep. I mean, I'm glad I'm wearing these, but can we sit?
Well, these cargo jorts, the jorts that I saw were like $25. Now, remember, I got my pair brand new for like $3 at Goodwill or something.
I was
like
gonna say,
that.
Didn't you get, you got yours at Goodwill?
Yeah, it's like $3 and they're brand stinking new. But I also have all these jeans that I don't wear. I think I'm just gonna turn those into jean shorts of some sort.
Those aren't jean shorts. Those are cutoffs. That's different.
Well, my jorts are cut. They're cut off. The jorts that I have are cut off jorts. And I would never wear cuffed jorts.
That's what he, like, he had like finished. No, these aren't like, these weren't cut off. These were like tailored pants.
I couldn't
like they
wear
had
those.
A, they had a finished, like, I they yes. didn't, I'm trying to think, they didn't have a cuff, but like, it's like the bottom
a
of
pleat.
The jeans where
not
it's,
a pleat.
Yeah.
But like the bottom of jeans, yeah, like
yes,
like the bottoms, yeah.
Like that they're was finished. I can't wear. Like it wasn't yes. a raw edge. It was a finished edge. Oh yeah. Oh no, what's the full? Peter well, doesn't wear cutoffs. Are you kidding me?
No way.
He's a man of tailored taste.
Yeah, pleats and I don't even know what you call it. Finished the bottoms. Yeah, I don't wear those. I can see Peter wearing those, but people weren't wearing the cutoff jorts. Back when Peter was wearing the jean shorts, the official jean shorts.
Yeah, no, you weren't.
Because cutoffs are generally are like Daisy Dukes. My dad used to wear those super cutoff Daisy Dukes back in the day when we'd go camping and fishing. And yeah, you can see his butt cheeks. They're that short, right?
Sick.
Yes.
Why was your dad doing that?
He's camping. I have no idea.
You're like, yeah, don't you need coverage so yes. you don't like... I mean,
and I was a kid, remember? So now I'm like a little kid and he's wearing these things. He passes away and, you know, the family goes through the clothes and all that stuff. Next thing you know it, my sister comes over and she's wearing them. I'm like, oh my God, he held on to those.
You're like, you're wearing dad's cutoff? She's like, yeah, I am. Because I'm a girl and that's okay for him to be this short.
Yeah.
So you're like, they do look a little bit more on brand for you to be.
If I'm picking my nose, by the way, it looks like it. I'm not picking my nose. For some reason, I have this nostril right here that has an itch that's driving me absolute crazy. It must be the nose hairs growing back.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be like, because they're both just on par to drive me insane. So I keep grabbing my nose. And I'm afraid to touch it too much, so I grab tissues because if I
you
touch
should grab
it too
tissues
much,
anyway.
Yeah, I got tissues so I can do that. And if I touch it too much, I'm afraid I'm going to get a big giant zit on the end of my nose.
I don't think you get a zit, but it's just it probably irritates it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like it's a vicious circle. Like it itches, so then you itch it, but then the itching of it irritates it. So then
itching again. Yeah, there you go. All right,
I'm
so
a doctor.
We got Nate Bargatze tickets. All right, so here's the gig. We're going to give you the keyword. We'll give you the keyword here in just a little bit. Just hang tough. But we just want to get to some things. Rebecca Rosen, she's going to be performing and doing her thing. She's our spiritual medium, and she's fantastic. I think she's best in the world to me. Yeah. She's a great friend of the show. Employee of the month. And just an all-around good person. So she's doing an awesome show on the 25th. That's Saturday, and it's at the JCC at 1 o'clock. So if you have time to go to that, then you just got to win tickets. And by doing that, you just go to thebigpartyshow.com and just drop your name and email so we can announce the winner and make sure you guys have tickets. That's pretty easy. And also, if you're watching, listening, whatever, we need you to follow. We need you to subscribe. Please subscribe and review us however you want to review us. I mean, we've said before, nice reviews are great, but crappy ones and mean ones are great too. It just needs reviews. And those reviews help us get places. It helps us this show grow. So all of that, subscribe, follow, rate, all that jazz actually means something to people who do this. I can't believe we're even are saying it because we've always made fun of those people. But
I know, but here we are. We're like, I can subscribe.
subscribe. Please. And now we're begging.
Please. Yeah, exactly.
So we went from thirsty, making so fun needy. Of those people to plugging it and, you know, and begging and pleading. soon to be sacrificing animals. So, yeah, make sure you subscribe. Do us a solid on that one. All right, so we got to motivate. Molly. All right, here you go. You're stuck in an elevator with one of these two for 2 hours.
Okay.
Who are you picking? A, your ex. B, a super talkative stranger. Or C, a crying baby.
Oh, my God.
And you're going to, and I'm just going to add to it, you're going to the top floor. The top floor is like easily a 3-minute ride, we'll say.
Right, right. But you're trapped for 2 hours. Uh-huh. I say let's rip off the Band-Aid. I'll do my ex.
Go do your ex even.
Yeah, all right, why not? Trapped in an elevator with your ex.
Go out there and become the type of person that when your feet touch the ground in the morning, the devil says, "Oh shit, he's up again."
The whatever. Sweet Wylene. Oh,
whatever that means.
You're like, yeah. Oh, he's up again.
There you go. All right. That one's out of the way. So you take your ex, huh? I wouldn't mind. I think elevators are interesting because whenever, I mean, I'm a talkative person as well, but for some reason, when I get in an elevator, I don't talk. I could be talking to Wylene all the way to the inside of the elevator. But once you get in there, for some reason, that's the no talk zone for the most part. Why is that?
I think because it's like, it's respecting other people's space.
Okay.
I think that there's that. It's sometimes you will continue conversations. Like if you're going somewhere and you're like, okay, so when we get there, like, you know, whatever. But a lot of times, like, yeah, you'll just sort of taper off the conversation and pick it back up when the door opens and you walk out. I think it's just a matter of respecting somebody's private sensory space. That's the only thing I could think of.
It's bizarre, isn't it? I mean, the only conversation it's ever even made, it seems like, is what floor? And you go 3.
Yeah.
And that's it. And you go, thank you. I try. Like sometimes it'll be like if I go, I don't know, somewhere and there's a lady super nice, there's someone in there and she's just, you know, how you doing today? Or whatever the case. I try to be somewhat, you know, polite with proper answers, but I don't ask questions or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird deal. And I don't even know. Now I'm going to have to pay attention. I don't think I even hear elevator music anymore. When's the last time you heard elevator music? Do you take an elevator at your other?
I do. I take an elevator at my job. I can't tell you if there's music being played or not. You know what it is? There's a screen inside.
Okay.
It's got sound. And it's all sorts of crazy stuff like sports scores or weird little stories. It's this company called Captivate.
Okay.
And it's always like, take a picture with this in the background and you could win $500. And I've never done it because I'm terrified of the picture showing up at work. And they're like, you were trying to win $500. I'm like, hi, me and Captivate. But then they do show pictures of people in elevators like, hey. And I would love to know, did you win $500 for posting that? I'm always curious.
Oh, God.
Like, I would like to see the winners.
I don't believe it. I don't.
You know what I mean? Like, they always have this thing where they're like, take a picture and post it and then tag us.
I don't think they win. I don't think they win. I've never seen a proud winner or anything like that. Even like when I go to Sam's Club, and everyone will know what I'm talking about. That goes to Sam's Club. There's always, you're walking down that aisle when you first get in there to get to your place where you're going. And there's always two people on each side with these scratch off cards. And they say the same thing. Hey, you want a scratch off card? You could win $500. The first time I'm like, no. The second time I'm like, okay. And like the third or fourth time, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll win $500. I'm feeling lucky. So I got the card. By the way, they're there to this day. I got the card. And as I'm walking, I scratched it. I'm like, oh, my God, I won $500 off. $500 off.
Of what?
Whatever the hell they're selling. Some type of windows or roof. I don't even know.
You won $500 off.
Yes. So I don't think these people that are hired to do that, these or do realize that. And I want to say something every time because they walk in, they're like, you want to try to, you're going
$500. Like, you're a liar. I don't want whatever you're selling. You're not, I thought I was going to win $500. They're like, well,
off.
Don't ruin it for everyone.
Yes, everyone wins $500
off. The thing
off.
With this, you know, you could win $500 for posting.
Uh-huh.
I'm always curious, like, is that once a year? Is that like every month? Like, are they giving $500 away every month? Because then you feel like you have a shot, you know, like how many people are posting in a month. But if it's like $500 for a year, like, yeah, then that's a lot of people not winning.
It should be a monthly thing, but $500 a month. That's,
I know,
a
that's why I'm like, what company can afford that?
That's a lot of dough right there. But I would do a fun little photo. Like,
like, we're not posting that. Well, it's just because they'll put them up in the elevator. Like, it'll be, it's part of like a carousel, you know, mm-hmm. And I say that of like a rotating ticker of like mm-hmm. different stories.
Like they
and,
do on,
you know,
the Jumbotron.
You'll read it and they'll be like, most people are like shopping for a vacation while they're at work. Like, according to Gallup poll, like it's those little like news story nuggets. And you're okay. Like, oh, that's interesting. Just stuff to keep you interested while you're riding the elevator to the 18th floor.
I don't think they, I mean
for me, I'm like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not looking to read
take a picture
right now or take a picture. It's just me crying.
I don't know
it's
how you
so
do it.
Early and the coffee isn't working.
Of all gigs, you find one that's worse than the one that we had when it comes to sleep schedules. Oh my
sleep
God.
Sleep schedule ruined.
I don't know how you do it because there are times like, you know, because my schedule's still screwed up from the other, you know, gigs from doing mornings for so long that even now, like the other day, I woke up at 3:30 and then I'm just like, instead of trying to sleep, why don't I just get up and work on stuff, you know, with the podcast mm-hmm. and everything like that. And then by 1 o'clock, I hurt so bad. I don't feel good because I'm over caffeinated. Mm-hmm. I probably didn't eat enough and now I'm shaky. I look like a crackhead. I mean, it's like, I don't know how you
I
do
know.
It. I don't know how you do it. But you know what? You're not the only one. A lot of people do it as well. But I guess once you get used to it of some sort.
You and I both are watching The Pit.
Oh, yeah, I watched the finale. Ooh.
Right, so watch the finale. But part of this season is the fact that the day shift has to stay late because of all of the paperwork that they had to do. Like, for people who aren't watching, there was, one of those cyber hacks, and they had to take everything offline, so then they had to go to old school. Like, everything's paper, and then everything got rebooted, and they're like, oh, morning shift, you can't leave until you've uploaded, like, scanned in all the paperwork
from
the day.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you just see these people and I'm thinking, why do they have to work 14 hour shifts? Aren't there enough doctors in the world?
I don't think so.
To break up the shifts so it's not 14 hours.
I think that you saw the girl in it, and I'm not trying to ruin anything out. You guys all should be watching it anyway, because shame on you. Shame on you if you don't. Shame. You see the girl that her mom's like a head honcho up there.
Yes.
She's getting out of it and doing a different, she's going to psychology type.
She should.
Yeah. She's moving over to that because she's like, I can't handle this. This is just too much. You got to adapt to people dying. There's so much you would have to adapt to. And then on top of that, lack of sleep. Mm-hmm. Like Colin, my, the oldest stepson, he does security over at I don't even know, Methodist or whatever. And then, and he does a lot of, he sees a lot because he's in the emergency room as well. So yeah, I don't think that's a lot of people want to do it.
That's it. I looked at this and I was thinking, like, dude, why did the shifts have to be so long? Can we, like, that doesn't even seem like a good idea.
I know.
Like, do you really want to be seeing a doctor who's like hour 13? You're like, can I get one of the fresh ones?
Yeah.
And then I think I'd feel home. A little bit better if I was seeing somebody who's like frosty, like just got on the job and is kind of excited to be here, as opposed to somebody who's like clock watching.
Yeah, because his roommate, she works in the emergency. It's both overnight stuff. So okay. She basically works all night and then goes home, both of them, and then they sleep to try to catch up. And I think they maybe sleep a day, and then they come back and do it again. Ugh.
That's just terrible.
Start a podcast. You get more sleep. All right, we're going to get the keyword real quick.
Okay.
The keyword for Nate tickets is party.
Party.
P-A-R-T-Y.
Party.
Yeah, you're going to have that. I saw Powerball, by the way, is expanding and going international, talking about winning stuff. Can you believe that?
That sucks.
You know how they're selling it? They're like, we're going to get more people. And I'm like, yeah, now the odds are going to change a little bit. Yeah. And the thing about it, I think they're going towards the UK. You don't have to pay taxes there. So it's just going to be a lump sum. But basically, they're just going to offer Powerball to make more money. And they say give more money away. I mean, they need to change that. Not one person should get that much money. They should now, if they're going to do that, pick 10 people. Or 20. I'll pick 1,000. You know?
Yeah, but that's the whole point, is that it's just one winner. Unless they're like a group of people that all picked the same number or something like that. But other than that, I mean, that's the whole idea.
One winner. Hey, I won last night, by the way. Not really.
You what?
I won last night.
What'd you win? $500 off.
No. Yeah, $500 off. Wylene had somewhere to be. She left me alone with the girls all night. All day, all night.
Where'd she have to go?
She had to go to Des Moines. There was a bridal shower. So her sister went, my niece Camila went, and her mom went.
Okay.
And so I was here alone. Arlie, my father-in-law, was home alone. And I think Manuel was home alone, too. And so, yeah. I haven't been alone like that in a long time.
How was it?
It was weird at first. I just started working on the house, working on stuff I need to get done. Then I called it quits. And I'm like, I'm going to go inside. Grilled up a burger, smoked a burger, ate that. At about 4, my whole schedule was thrown off. At about 4:30.
Farmer? About and 4, and it was sundown, time to go to bed.
Well, and then I noticed that around 5:30 or 6, I'm nodding off. I'm like with the dogs, watching whatever's on TV.
I didn't realize that Wylene leaving meant that you aged 20 years. Just... You would think you'd be like, I'm going to take advantage of everything. I'm sure Wylene is like, you know what would be really nice is if I got to be here by myself for that long. Why don't you go do something? When's the last time Wylene got to be home alone in the house?
Yeah, we don't, though, because it's not like we like hanging out with each other. We don't go traveling without each other because we don't need to because, you know, we travel together. But I don't know. Whenever I'm gone in the past, that may change now, she stress cleans. Like one time when we went to Turks and Caicos and did the show.
Uh-huh.
She was stress cleaning like crazy. She was worried.
You were going to have too good of a time and she wasn't going to be there?
Yeah, and then one time...
Like, when Peter goes on vacation, I'm like, bye. Thanks. I'm glad you're getting out. Like he recently, a friend of his asked about, there's like a road trip that they might want to be taking.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, so about this, I was like, go.
See?
Go.
Wylene would be the same.
Do it.
We just don't. I don't know why we don't. But I fought off nodding off. I fought that off. And so like 6:30, I'm like, all right, I'm going to have a cocktail or something. And try to find something to watch.
You waited till 6:30. This is the hole in the story.
I waited till 6:30. Well, I poured it at like 5:30 and it sat there. I didn't touch it. And then 6:30, I decided to take a little sip. And so I did that. And then I started watching, found a couple things to watch. Cause I was going to watch a horror, and that's what, Wylene said, watch a horror movie and chill out because she doesn't watch those stuff. So I found this documentary called documentary type movie called Predators. Right?
Is it like serial killer type of things?
Chris Hansen to catch a predator.
Oh, so it's like sickos who are like, oh, I thought you were 14. And you're like, yes. You're not.
Sit down. Eat the cookie. What are you doing? It's a break. It breaks down the whole thing and kind of why it ended. And I'm sitting there and alone in the dark.
Didn't something happen with Chris Hansen? Like, he did something.
Well, someone killed themselves. So normally in the past, what would happen is I look at it as baiting because it really is. These people
it's entrapment. Oh, it's 150% entrapment.
Yes. So the one time they decide, let's go to this guy's house and send them coming to their house. And this guy was like a district attorney or something like that.
Okay.
And so they all showed up at his house, cops and everything. And then this guy they got into the house and the guy killed himself. And it's like, oh my God, that's where it went to, just to try to expose him. And so that was kind of like the end, because now people were like, they were talking about how those guys can become victims too, you know, like lives ruined. There was an 18-year-old that wanted to date like a 15-year-old or something like that in high school.
You're like, that's tough.
That is.
Like high school, well, and especially like I think about like our generation. So, you know, we were in high school like in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I think about the fact that like I had lots of friends that dated college guys.
Sure.
Lots of friends. You know, that the boyfriend was in college, she was in high school, and they were having an adult relationship. It wasn't just kissing and holding hands, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And it never dawned on me like that this was something where that there was like this bad dynamic, or that this was somebody who was
breaking the law.
Breaking the law. Yeah. Like yes. Picking on a minor or doing whatever. It was just a girl was dating an older guy. And now you hear these stories where it's like their lives can be ruined, that they were 19 and they were dating a 16-year-old or, you know, a 17-year-old. And let's say it didn't end well. And suddenly now it's like, well, I was a minor.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God. Well, you know,
one of the people said that in Michigan, I believe in Michigan or something like that, they have a law there. Cause some laws it's 18, 18 is legal. Mm-hmm. And the way the guy put it is that it's, so if you're a senior in high school and we want to date a, you know, sophomore or freshman, it's legal. It's not, you're not with a minor, cause the 18-year-old is still a minor. But it wasn't legal for that kid. And so basically the law, you know, jumped down on him and said that he wasn't allowed to be around anyone under 18 for X amount of years. So he never talked to his 17-year-old brother. We couldn't even be in the same house. He had to drop out of school. All this stuff had to happen. And I'm like, but anyway, they're just kind of breaking that down. I mean, it's just terrible. I mean, some of those people that are like trying to meet up with, I mean, we're talking about.
Oh, I mean,
that's, oh my God.
Let's be very clear. A lot of the people that are on to meet to catch a predator are predators.
Yes.
I mean, it is entrapment. I get it, but it's like they were there. Like they were in the neighborhood of the internet where that could happen.
Yeah.
You didn't just suddenly, like, it's not like you're on Facebook Marketplace and then all of a sudden you're like, I don't know, I just found a 14-year-old. Like, what happened? I was looking for a bookshelf. I just took a left turn somewhere. You're like, where was the left turn? Because I have been on Facebook Marketplace and there aren't teenagers.
Yeah. And then as soon as Chris Hansen comes out, they're like begging, please, I learned my lesson. No, I'll never do this again. Like,
hey, okay. Enjoying the lemonade. You're like, no, not anymore. Squirrel.